each and every one of you. Have you had an awesome Memorial Day weekend so far? All right. I have to admit, I was a little irritated when I woke up yesterday and it was raining, but I got over it quickly, especially when I saw the list of things to do. But we had a good time, and I don't know about you, but we're ready to play on Monday. Does that sound like a plan? You ready to play on Monday? All right. Well, my name is Eric Dirks, and I'm the pastor here, and I welcome each and every one of you. If you're listening to us on the radio, we welcome you as well as we share the light of Christ with the Lakes area. We thank you for tuning to 97.1. As we gather around today to worship God, I just ask that you begin to focus your hearts and your minds and your souls on the purpose of gathering together, and that is solely to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So if you would get out your announcement sheet real quick, as well as this orange sheet, I want you to pay attention to the back of the sermon notes page. The penny war is still going on. I believe we have this week and next week. Is that correct? Huh? Next week is the last week for the penny wars. So if you want Randy Morrow or Willie Sally to get a pie in the face, make sure you give plenty of money to one of them. And Willie's here today, so he, you know. But anyway, that is to help the youth and their gas on the way down to, and the way home, I should say, from Beaumont, the mission trip that they have going on. Randy's in the lead.
Yes.
Did I do that? Oh, they haven't counted your pennies? Slipping that 20 in Randy's basket just did the trick, didn't it? All right. A lot of great things going on. However, please notice that because of Memorial Day weekend, some things that normally take place today are not, and they will start up again next week, and as well as tomorrow is concerned. So please pay attention to that, because scheduling has changed slightly because of Memorial Day week. But we just really appreciate your presence, and if the ushers now would take the registration pads and fill and pass them out so you all can put your name, address, telephone number in there, that would be greatly appreciated. If you're visiting with us today, we ask that you especially do that so that we can greet you in the proper manner and say thank you so much for worshiping with us today. We know there are so many more things that you could be doing on a Sunday morning, and we celebrate that you're here with us worshiping our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So if you would put your name, address, and telephone number, and those who worship regularly, if you would be good examples to those who are visiting with us, that would be awesome as well. As you can see, we will have, if you're a parent of the God and Church boys, make sure they're there on Wednesday with bells on, so to speak, so that we can be finishing that up in the next few weeks. But again, we thank you so much for your presence here. And if you have, maybe you haven't been here whenever I've said this, but if you volunteer outside of the walls of this church, in this community, or in other communities, make sure you write that down in those registration pads so that we can know what we as Christians are doing outside of the walls of this church to benefit others as we give our time outside of First Church here. So, are you ready for an awesome worship service this morning? We sure thank you for being here, and we just are excited to worship with you this morning. Let us prepare our hearts as we listen to the beautiful prelude this morning.